all like our lives to go along smoothly. That's what we like. But you know, it's just not the way things work out. Sometimes we hit turbulence, sometimes we hit turmoil. And what we need is God's wisdom in the middle of that turmoil. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective. How much of each day do you spend investing in tomorrow? Just as with money, there are two things that we can do with our time. We can spend it, or we can invest it. There's good spending, and then there's wasting. It's the same with our time. We can spend our time on good things, on relationships, on work, on rest, or we can fritter it away on this and that and answering emails that we don't need to answer and endlessly scrolling through Facebook or whatever form of social media you happen to be addicted to right at the moment. So how much time do you invest on your future? Because there are things that you can do today that will protect you tomorrow. Proverbs chapter 1 verses 20 to 22. Wisdom cries out in the street. In the squares she raises her voice. At the busiest corner she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? In other words, God's wisdom is crying out to you here and now. His word is chock-a-block full of his wisdom that he wants to give freely and generously to each one of us. But all too often, we're too busy to receive it, frittering away our time, as we so often do. There was a huge research project done by the Center for Bible Engagement in the US, asking Christians why they didn't read their Bibles. The number one reason, it won't surprise you, is that they didn't have time. Really? Too busy? But you have time to watch the fifth rerun of your favourite sitcom on TV. Come on! There's a reason that God wants to give you his wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. Because I have called and you have refused, have stretched out my hand and no one heeded, and because you have ignored all my counsel, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when panic strikes you. When panic strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then you will call upon me, but I will not answer. Then you will seek me diligently, but you will not find me. You see, when disaster strikes, it's too late. The time to get God's wisdom into your heart is now, while the going is good, before the turmoil strikes. It's about investing in the future. Or are you too busy? God loves you more than words can say. And like any good father, he wants to impart his powerful wisdom into your life. He knows what's coming. He knows what you need. And he has given you his word and his Holy Spirit to pour out his wisdom in abundance. And here is one of the pieces of wisdom that I believe that God wants to tuck away in your heart for when calamity strikes. Often when we're going through difficult times, God intervenes in ways that we simply don't expect. We expect a conventional intervention. He, on the other hand, steps in an unconventional way. We expect a natural intervention, but he has something supernatural in mind. And that can be so unsettling, so fearful. God wants you to be ready for the unexpected. Israel had been in captivity in Babylon for 70 years, and it was time for God to set them free and return them to the promised land. Sure, that's what they all wanted, but when God stepped in, it wasn't what they expected. Instead of just changing the king of Babylon's heart, which would have been so much more convenient, he raised up Cyrus, the king of Persia, to take on the Babylonians in war, and ultimately it was Cyrus as the victor in that war who allowed God's people to return to the promised land. Now, we can sit back in the comfort of our armchairs and think to ourselves, well, that's fine. At least they made it home again. But put yourself in their shoes. They were slaves, completely powerless, and a war is raging around them. That's pretty scary. But before the battle begins, God speaks to his people through the prophet Isaiah. You see, God always wants to give us his wisdom before the battle begins, before the calamity strikes. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 2. Who has roused a victor from the east, summoned him to his service? He delivers up the nations to him and tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. In other words, I'm behind this calamity. I have the power to raise up kings and to cast them down. Chapter 41, verses 8 to 13. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I've chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. So don't be afraid, God is saying, because I am on your side. Do you see how important it is to get this sort of wisdom into your heart before calamity strikes, before God intervenes in a situation in a way that you don't expect? Often when God is up to something really good, things get worse before they get better. And without the word of God, without the wisdom of God in your heart, you'll have no idea that God is on your side. So don't be surprised, don't be alarmed when he acts in a way that you don't expect. Now, while sometimes God intervenes in our turmoil to bring peace, other times he has something different in mind. Have you ever found yourself in a situation of uncertainty, of turmoil or conflict or fear, and no matter how much you pray, God hasn't stepped in to change your situation? It's unsettling, isn't it? Because we're left wondering, well, is God ever going to show up? Does God even care? But you see, while sometimes God calms the storm, other times he allows it to rage on so that he can calm your heart instead. Because having victory in the midst of turmoil is a beautiful gift that he wants you to have. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, that's a nice theory, I guess, but it becomes so much more than a theory when you realize that the Apostle Paul wrote those words chained to a Roman guard in a dungeon awaiting execution. Now, all of a sudden, it becomes a shining light, a beacon, if you will, in your dungeon and mine when we're going through tumultuous times. Joy in the face of suffering is victory. Peace, which surpasses all understanding in the face of the death sentence, is victory. It's the same peace that Jesus had in the Garden of Gethsemane after he prayed. And it's the very same peace that God wants you to have in the midst of your turmoil and trials. In many cases, we will never know or understand, or at least in this life, why God allows us to suffer and another person to be delivered. Or why last time he delivered us quickly, whilst this time it seems to be going on and on. When Job asked God those questions from the midst of his suffering, God replied pretty firmly by saying, well, actually, Job, it's none of your business. God is, after all, God. But I can tell you this, that God does want you to have victory in the midst of your turmoil. It's a piece of wisdom that the Holy Spirit will tuck away in your heart and pull out the next time you need it. So that instead of worrying and fretting, you go to him with thanksgiving in your heart, right in the middle of all the turmoil, pour out your heart to him and receive the promise of a peace beyond all understanding, a peace that in natural terms doesn't make sense, a supernatural peace that will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. What a gift. And by the Spirit, it's a gift that has been written on your heart today. So rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. That's why we do what we do here at Christianity Works, to see your life touched and transformed as you receive God's powerful word into your heart. So it doesn't end here. I really encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a whole host of free resources to help you live out a rich, dynamic relationship with Jesus. Like Christianity Works TV, right there on the homepage. You can watch this week's message on your smartphone, tablet, or computer. God has an amazing life plan for you, even if it's hard to see that given what you're going through right at the moment. And that's why it's so important to receive the Word of God into your heart every day. That's what ChristianityWorks.com is all about. Thanks for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.